in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is The RAN Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK.
I'm Bill Pasternak in Los Angeles. Hap Holly is away this week. And this week we do have something rather special for you. We all know that Morse code and voice are two methods of communications, but did you ever give any thought to music being a form of communications, or dance, or anything of those sort? Well, we have with us today a choreographer and performer from New York City. Her name is Ashley A. Friend, a very talented video editor, and has been involved in the creation of some very fascinating visual effects used in modern dance. What follows is my 20-minute interview with Ashley as she explains the connection between technology and dance. We begin by asking Ashley about a project she's currently working on, a very fascinating combination of digital effects and live performance called Future Dance.
Future Dance, that's a piece that I'm working on with my friend Michael Freeman. He's very interested in sort of the apocalypse of modern dance. It's very imaginative. I'm the dancer. I'm in a pod that's been sent out to outer space by Piper Palin. I guess that's what happens with all the artists in the future, is that they go into a pod and they get sent out to outer space, something like that. So this is not a piece that I have, like, created or choreographed. This is Michael's concept. We worked with a videographer, Peyton, and he's the one who built the program for the Future Dance. You can see it online.
When you're performing, I assume that you're just doing the actual dance steps. The rest of this is created electronically, isn't it?
Yes. I was doing some simple modern ballet movements, and then the video was sort of spliced into sections to make it go slower or faster from the feet all the way up to the tip of the finger. So the feet would move, and then the rest of it would be very disjointed. The rest of the body would stay, and then the knees would move, and then the hand would move. And it started moving more and more in like a circular pattern. But yeah, the movement that I was doing was very simple. I mean, as far as dance goes, it was pretty stark at that part that was videotaped, as I recall.
You did this live, I assume, as a performance at the Gaga Center. How was this done actually live?
That video was projected onto a wall while I laid down on the floor in the same outfit, and I watched the video. So I was, like, observing the breakdown of myself, basically. So it can be psychological or physical for the viewer to watch it, because it's, they can relate to, that's the breakdown of the self, and how you sometimes can observe those kind of things happening. Because the video, it's very obvious the whole body is kind of shifting and changing and slightly out of control. And so I believe by laying and watching that happen, it conveys that feeling of a sort of a falling apart, or this sort of loss of time or shift of time.
How do you wind up actually getting involved in this type of a project? I mean, it's a little different from what you, I know I've seen your performances. I know it's a little different than some stuff that you normally do.
It was interesting because Michael actually danced for me last year in a piece that I did called I Hate John. And that piece was extremely physical and asked a lot of the dancers to use their imagination to create the world that they were dancing in. And so Michael and I continued our friendship, and then he's asked me to dance for him. And that's how this piece sort of came about. But it was also that I have been involved in dance and technology for almost 10 years. I used to do a lot of video. I did this piece called Sunshine and Dirt, where I projected onto white boxes so that it looked really pixelated, but it wasn't. Like, the videos would shift. I projected onto, like, different screens and then moved the screen so it appears as the video is moving. I've done a lot of video experimentation, in the past, and I feel like this last year I had not been doing that in my own work. But it's very interesting that I became involved in a piece that was really technology-based. It's nice to feel involved in that world and still just be focused on my own, like, choreography.
Are you going to continue to do involvement between electronic media and dance in the future? Are you looking at any other projects?
I am looking at other projects, but I think I've been working more with sound on my own. As far as technology, I've been using Soundtrack Studio Pro. The composer that I usually work closely with just had a child. So I started working, you know, he's so busy, so I just started working on my own sound. And I've done that since I was an undergrad in 1999 or something. I was like doing tape deck to tape deck back to another tape deck. So I've always played with these sounds that I dance to, but I did a piece in December called Tehachapi, and that piece, I did the whole soundscape, and then I can really work with the exact timing of the sound and the movement to create the whole experience, because so much of dance is just about timing, just where you are in space at a certain time, and then the sound sort of adds another layer onto it. And if it's off, it just, like, doesn't work for the rest of the dance. I'm focusing mainly on sound, I think. Video for me is coming later. I'll probably go back to it eventually. I like video, but I feel like maybe I did it a lot for a while, and then now I'm just on it as much. When I saw the piece Future Dance online and it was sent to me, I was shocked because it was so beautiful. The sound that he chose for it was gorgeous, and then the movement, it was the right thing for this dance that Michael's making. I mean, it was the right kind of emotional and physical, visual thing to see, where this sort of simplistic bar ballet movement becomes really complex and everything shifts, and that's what video can do. Like, I love that. And it was one of the first times that I really watched a video of dance, and I thought, oh, that's really kinesthetic. Because often I'll watch dance videos, and I feel like I'm just on the outside watching them, and like I'd watch a sitcom or something. You know, people moving in space, that's the same thing as a movie or a sitcom, any other thing that you watch that's like two-dimensional screen. People just like walking around. With this one, it felt like almost animation, you know. It just changed, I don't know, the whole meaning in some ways.
More with Ashley A. Friend in a moment, but right now it's time for you to identify. From Los Angeles this week, this is the Rain Report. Now, back to Ashley A. Friend, choreographer and dancer in New York, talking right now about her connection between feeling of animation and electronic art and dance.
Without the animation that he did on it, I could probably make that feeling a visual with just my body, without the animation, just simple disjointed movements, create it, and then, but it's almost harder to convey to the audience. This is what I'm saying with these movements, is that, you know, things are falling apart. With this video, it just hits exactly what this meaning is, that this lonely person is falling apart. That's what video can do, And then I like that in the live performance of it, I didn't move at all, really. I think I reached up once or something, but during that video, I didn't move. It was just present. Yeah.
which leads me to the obvious. You've trained yourself also as a video editor and a video shooter, and I've seen a lot of your stuff, and you've done a lot of very interesting pieces, especially that one promo piece for your own website, for your own dance corps. You're traveling cross-country, and you're literally discussing your life as a dancer. I found that very fascinating.
Thank you. A big part of the traveling was videoing and dancing. I kept myself sort of sane, maybe, by having the video to talk to, because I was very isolated during that time, going from place to place, didn't know anybody, and wouldn't have any cell phone reception for half the time. What I connected with was my video camera. That's how I did my processing of my experience. And then I think editing it helped me process that even more. I was traveling for almost 9 months.
What's Ashley A. Friend's next move?
Well, this summer I'm going to go to Geneva and work with composers. So that'll be really good because I have been working so much with sound, then to work with people who are composers and feed off of each other for, I think, like a week and a half. And then I'll probably go to Berlin to work with a professor that I had in graduate school. Every year he goes to the Mainz and does a lot of video and that's a lot of dance and technology, probably for a week. I'm performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. I have to take time away from my job at LaGuardia and then spend a bunch of money and resources like traveling, but it's going to be worth it in the end. That's what summer is about. It's working, but it's just getting to know the European landscape. I haven't been to Europe since 2007. I find that at least in the last 5 years, they have more resources. They have more funding, so they're able to spend more time with their concepts and with what they're working on, and they get to spend more time on residencies and things like this. So they get to go a little deeper into some ideas. It'll be good to go over there and see what they're doing and where people are at with their art. And then I come back September 1st and start up everything again here.
You're actually talking to a technology audience. Some of them are interested in theater, dance, and the arts, but a lot of them probably won't be. But what I've learned over the years, having worked in theater in New York before I went into TV and here in Los Angeles, is that dance, song, whatever, the arts are communication, aren't they?
Very intimate communication, a communication that everybody, the choreographer, the dancer, it's just like anything in technology too, if this can be this way, but the choreographer, the dancer, they might have a meaning for themselves, but that's not the meaning that you will get out of the experience of seeing the performance. Your experience might be a completely different thing than what the choreographer's conveying, but that's okay, that's art. The choreographer doesn't expect everyone to have the same interpretation of their work. The individual experience, and that's why I say it's a very deep way of communicating, because it's not just sort of straightforward language. Although in some dances it is communication back and forth, but it's often something that's happening in front of you. You interpret it, and then you can talk about it later, but it's not a conversation. It's a different kind of experience. And it's also something that often the choreographer has thought about for a while, that they've developed. Technology has its own way of doing these things. Depends on how creative you want to get with your technology. Have you talked about Isadora, the computer program that changes videos, shifts live feed? There's a lot of that happens in dance, to have a live feed while the performance is happening, and then to have the live feed manipulated. It's like Max MFP is that way, or can be that way. That's creative. I do like it a lot. It's a lot of perseverance.
We wish you all the best on your summer of working enjoyment. Is there anything else that you'd like to add you think might interest a technical audience who might not realize the correlation between the arts, dance in your case, and technology?
Well, I was mentioning live feed. It's so similar to the creation of the video game, the animation, and motion capture. Motion capture, I think what unfortunately most people don't understand is that at the root of many of these concepts is an artist. Motion capture, you look at all the video games and they've all used that and other types and all the movies and things like this. That's all like from the arts and from an artistic eye. And even if they don't see themselves as an artist, it's really an artistic thought to think, oh, if I do this, then I can create and make believe characters that people will be attached to. And it's really abstract thinking. If they can't necessarily connect to live dance, which, believe me, I understand a lot of dance is not very good. You really have to be passionate about something to keep going back and create a relationship with it in your life. But there are ways to appreciate it by seeing the value in the dance and technology. And perhaps they should go and join if they're interested in this sort of live art. Live arts meaning even just a video of dance like the one that Peyton made is dancetech.net, dance-tech.net, social networking site for people who are interested in dance and technology. And it gets really techy, over the top.
And thank you, actually, for spending the time with us to explain the parallels between communications and the arts, especially the art of dance. For those of you who might be wondering, I actually performed Future Dance on Saturday, April 30th at the Gaga Center in Garnerville, New York. You can see part of it online at tinyurl.com/futuredance, FutureDance. More of Ashley's work can be seen on YouTube by just simply searching for Ashley A. Friend. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y, initial A, Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. Her own website is www.dancecore.org, and dancecore is spelled as one word, D-A-N-C-E-C-O-R-E. For more on the technology of performance, it's www.dance-tech.net. For this week, that's it for the Rain Report. Substituting for Hap Holly, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF in Los Angeles, saying 73, and we thank you for listening.
The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain, all rights reserved.